Chances are you haven't yet heard of Bay Bucks, but Chongqi Tan, co-founder of the new regional currency, is betting that you soon will.
It is designed to foster a more just and resilient local economy. So Bay Bucks is a trade exchange designed to help local businesses compete against big box store, so that a healthy ecosystem, you know, of local businesses would mean more local prosperity, local jobs, and a better chance of weathering the financial storm coming out of Wall Street.
One Bay Buck is the economic equivalent of one U.S. dollar, but there are some notable differences.
It is electronic. That means there's no printed paper money, and everything is in an electronic account. We have a software platform that's on the web. Once you join, you have an account, and you'll see your balances, and it tracks all your trade. And at the end of the year, we also issue a 1099-B so that you are also tax compliant automatically.
The Bay Bucks concept was fostered within Transition San Francisco and was formally launched just over a year ago. Already, Tan says, it has more than 140 business members.
Most of our businesses are concentrated in San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland. We have perhaps 10 right now in the North Bay.
One of those early adopters here is Adam Parks, owner of Victorian Farmstead at the north edge of Sebastopol. He was attracted, he says, by a long-held interest in the barter economy.
I've been approached a number of times about different barter sites and people that wanted me to be part of their site. And the big, huge missing piece has always been the idea that in order for me to barter with somebody, they have to want what I have. So I own a meat company. You've got a printing company and we want to trade. You have to want what I sell, which is meat. The thing that's incredible about Baybus is they've really established a system whereby I can trade with anybody else in the network and they handle the transactions. So that if you're a sign maker and I trade with you, you don't have to want my meat. You get paid in Bay Bucks.
And that's not just a hypothetical example, says Parks, who signed up just last October.
I've sold four or five transactions, and I've purchased actual signs from a guy down in Burlingame.
People are drawn to the Bay Bucks concept for both philosophical and basic business reasons, says Chongqi Tan, and he can make a case for either.
If I'm talking to business groups, I will tell them of the way for local businesses to make more money by replacing their cash expenses with Bay Bucks expenses. They are saving cash and eventually increase their cash profit. So if I'm talking to people who are really passionate about building local resilience and doing something about this financial storm that keeps coming out from Wall Street, then I'll talk more about the long-term impact. You develop a way to weather these storms and survive and thrive locally.
In the coming year, says Tan, a goal for Bay Bucks is growing their membership throughout the region, including here in the North Bay. But he is also plugged into the growing worldwide network of similarly minded enterprise.
They are international as well as national organization of trade exchanges, and we are members of that. So through that, we are connected to more than 75 trade exchanges across the U.S., and I think more than 200 exchanges internationally.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.